My name is Iris Zachary. I'm from the University of Missouri. I'm an assistant research professor for the Department of Health Management and Informatics, and I formerly was the database manager for the Missouri Cancer Registry for over 10 years. I will talk about how meaningful use stage 3 can impact the progress of a central cancer registry, the progress that the central cancer registry has made in meaningful use stage 2. Now we all know that there were some delays in the dates. So I don't have anything to disclose, no relationships to disclose. And I want to thank my co-author, Dr. Jeanette Jackson-Thompson. She's the director of the Missouri Cancer Registry. And I want to acknowledge our grant and our partnership with the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services in Missouri. So a little bit of background. The changes in medical practice and healthcare delivery have increased the incidence of cancer being reported outside of the hospital setting. So that has changed the work in cancer registries a little bit. So we don't own, all hospitals and facilities have to report to us. It's mandated by the state. But we also get a lot of cases that are in settings outside of the hospital. So for example, you can have a patient that is reported by a nursing home. You can have patients reported from rural settings, very small clinics, and that creates challenges in itself. Many rural clinics and physician offices that are now mandated to report to us actually do not report, or their reporting is very delayed. So when the Meaningful Use Incentive Program started, it opened the door to increase cancer reporting from rural locations because it was now supported. And the Missouri Cancer Registry and Research Center was actually one of two central cancer registries in the country that was funded for an era project to bring data directly in from the electronic health record. So the Missouri Cancer Registry and Kentucky, which is the other state, were actually the first ones that were bringing data in directly from the EHR with a CDA format. That project was a little bit rocky and it's still ongoing, but it's being developed. So our purpose was basically to look at how MU stage 3, meaningful use stage 3, would impact cancer reporting for us and how we can benefit what basically is done already in stage 2 and what is now a rule. And the Central Cancer Registry also has to consider possibilities of social and behavioral history becoming a requirement. So there's a little bit more focus now. For example, tobacco is now required for reporting. Now in Missouri, we had a law already. We are actually collecting alcohol and tobacco data already for several years, actually decades. It was one of our state-required fields. The methods, basically, we were participating. We were one of the first participants. Actually, I think we were founders of one of the with one of the national working groups to determine the impact that meaningful use stage 3 would have on cancer reporting, and actually also how to deal with the impact. And the, basically to directly work with the certified meaningful use stage 2 EHRs, EMRs, vendors to analyze and assess any changes to cancer reporting because of stage 3 requirements. For example, we found out that the vendors in this whole process of meaningful use, they actually didn't have the same standards for waste reporting. So some vendors actually had still one field only for waste, some had five, some had three. There was no common standards that they followed. So just to kind of like bring that back and remind us that meaningful use is really to improve the quality of patient care. And to get you have what you need is a certified EHR in the process. Hope to get that done, and the electronic exchange of health information with the EHR, and clinical quality measures through the EHR. And then this is a little bit busy slide, but again, I just wanted to kind of like focus on, so stage one was focusing on data capture and sharing. In stage two, we were looking at advanced clinical processes, information exchange and care and coordination. And stage three is really focused on improved outcomes. So for cancer registries in stage two, basically the capability to identify and report cancer cases to a public health central cancer registry, except where prohibited. So in most states it's not, but it has to be, I mean, it's in the rule because to address it. And successful ongoing submission of cancer cases information from a certified EHR to a public health cancer registry. So for stage three, you actually, it's required to actually have the capability to electronically participate and send standardized reports to a mandated registry from a certified EHR. This changes always over. The AGR is EHR. So you have to be able to do it electronically for stage three. Now, in 2015, we are actively working with all of our facilities to bring them up to date to either do it through FINEMAS, through some type of CDA, through whatever their capabilities are, we are working with them. And the certification criteria is basically that the EHR is able to build and then send standardized reports like in a standard message format to an external mandated registry. Maintain an audit of those reports and then track the total number of reports that are sent. A lot of facilities are not up to that level yet. So, so basically, the final meaningful use stage three rules will not be completed until 2015. Like I said, this has been moved from 14 to 15, and I would say that probably even in 15, not everybody is going to be on board. The 2015 edition of the EHR certifications criteria is intended to include problems that need to be addressed from the 2014 edition. For example, the response to stakeholders' feedback, reference updated standards and implementation guides, and to move towards interoperability. So some of the opportunities that arise through this, it's increased resources, more data on, and data that is actually sent electronically is beneficial to improve health research and outcomes. And it is to increase the availability of data and information. Also the access to data and information and the better monitoring of improved data, hopefully. It comes with challenges though. For all registries, what we found is you get more data, you have more users, you have to support them, you have to figure out where you're going to store data. You're going to have increased budget costs because even though storage is now cheaper, you still have to deal with all these problems. Then the use of data mapping of incoming data. And so once it's functional, it's also going to be used and you're going to have different users and you're going to have to accommodate them in different ways. There's not one way solution. And then with data, there's always data in personal health information that there's the additional cost and burden to ensure data quality and security. So in for discussion, our meaningful use stage two cancer reporting was an option that providers could choose. With additional proposed requirements for meaningful use stage three, this could enhance cancer data to the point where social and behavioral factors may be used to determine cancer risk and assessments. And cancer reporting currently collects, like I said, we already do that in Missouri, tobacco and alcohol, as well as occupation and industry, if the information is available. So meaningful use stage three hopefully will require these items in terms of supporting registries. We did in Missouri actually, I think, require occupation and industry for several years, and then it was stopped. It is for health researchers and for any epidemiologists very of great interest, because you can link what people do with the environment or with any exposure data. So it was actually one of our fields that was requested a lot, and that we were in the last 5 years not able to provide because it was not complete.